Okay, before Pesach, we were learning the laws of Shabbos. So the next melacha we're going to learn is what's called Shechita, slaughtering on Shabbos. Now in the Mishkan, we find that they used to slaughter the animals that they needed, the rams, and for their skins and for the hides to cover the Mishkan. So we find in the construction of the Mishkan, they had to actually kill animals. Now, Shechita doesn't only mean if you slaughter it. Any method of killing an animal, now biblically, because when they slaughtered in the Mishkan, because they needed the hides for something. So biblically, the only time you're chayev, obligated for slaughtering or killing an animal, is when you need the skin or the meat of the animal. But the Chachamim came along and said, you can't kill an animal regardless. Obviously, if it's a dangerous animal hurting you, it's a different story, and we'll get to that soon. So, bottom line is, you're not allowed to kill anything on Shabbos for sport, or just to kill it, or whatever it is. Sometimes, even if it's just bothering you, you're not allowed to kill it. Okay? Now, meaning like this, if a mosquito is bothering you, it's not a danger if they bite you, so therefore you can't kill it. I mean, you could push it away, but you can't kill any bug, any animal on Shabbos. We'll soon see a few exceptions to that. Now, the malach of Shechita is not only killing with a knife or something, but let's say you suffocate somebody or an animal. It's also called or shooting or drowning or poisoning somebody. If somebody poisons an animal on Shabbos, or God forbid they poison a person on Shabbos and they die, that's called the killing on Shabbos, which is biblically forbidden. What? Other days, it depends who. Yeah. Leave it at that. Okay, even... What?
What do you do about mouse traps? Like, you have a mouse trap.
Okay, so the din is, by the way, you can't put out mouse traps on Shabbos. But let's say you put it out before Shabbos. So then you did it, it's like turning on the light before Shabbos. But let's say you do catch a mouse on Shabbos. You can't reset it to catch. Because that's another melach also. That's trapping. One of the lamentas melach. Here we're talking about killing the animal. You can't trap an animal even if you're not killing it. But that melacha we didn't learn yet. Same thing, by the way, removing fish from water. The interesting thing, the Rambam says in Mecholas Asuris that, animals, in order, birds and animals, you have to shecht to eat them. The Rambam says that by fish, taking it out of the water is the shechita of the fish. That's what the Rambam uses that expression. Which means, if somebody takes a fish out of the water on Shabbos, it's the melach of Shechita. Now, the Rebbe says, even if you take it out for a short period of time, even if you put it back in, but it dried between the skin, between the fins, dried, so then you're also called killing, even though you put it back into the water.
And he's alive.
Yeah, but that's called killing then. What? Okay. No, the whole thing is mukhs. Anyway, let's get another thing, by the way, because of that, and this is a very practical thing. You're not allowed to draw blood on Shabbos. We're not talking if a person's in the hospital. And by the way, the Rebbe once spoke about this, about not doing elective surgery, preferably not Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday, because sometimes, say you're in the hospital, yeah, and they draw blood. It's not that they must draw blood. They can wait a day or two. So then, even though you're not drawing the blood, the technician is drawing the blood, but you're sticking up your hand to it, so you're helping him do it. Then it's an issue with Shabbos. I'm not talking life-endangering situation. God forbid somebody seriously ill in the hospital. It's a different story. But stam, to draw blood, just to take out blood. In fact, you have a lot of shyness with people that have to test their blood on Shabbos. Sometimes you have to test your blood sugar. So you have to prick the finger and make it bleed. So even though you're not killing the person, but causing bleeding on Shabbos is called Shechita.
Who
it's rabbinically forbidden. By the way, the same thing it says, if you hit somebody on Shabbos and you cause a black and blue mark, a bruise. Now, black and blue mark means the blood comes to the skin, but the skin is blocking it from going out, so it's black and blue. That's also forbidden to, rabbinically. It's forbidden to do on Shabbos.
It's stealing. It's very specific. Stealing blood. That's not stealing blood.
It doesn't matter, because the blood ruptures between underneath the skin. The blood vessels rupture. That's what makes it black and blue. So that would also, I mean, it's rabbinically, if it's been atayr or not. But Rambam says, I'll pass him right, that mechabel, if you call somebody black and blue mark, it's biblically forbidden even, also. Okay, that's accidentally. Now, but you have many times, by the way, people have to take vaccines on Shabbos. A lot of people, infertility, but there are a lot of times people have to take on a certain time. So the question is, are you allowed to take a vaccine on Shabbos? I'm not talking about traveling, or not talking about COVID, you can take it the next day. It's not but I'm saying a person has to attend a certain time, they need to take a vaccine. So the thing is that if it always bleeds when you do a vaccine, then even though you don't want it to bleed, but remember within secretion, if it's inevitable that it's going to happen, like chopping off the head of the chicken is going to not die, so then it would be forbidden, unless obviously certain cases, you know, you're allowed to do a pialocha. But if it sometimes bleeds and sometimes doesn't bleed, so then it's not a secretion, it's not inevitable to happen, and your intention is not that it should bleed, so then you would be allowed to take a vaccine or shot on Shabbos. Yeah? We're not talking in a situation where it's, you know, life and death.
Not necessarily life and death. There's like a West Nile disease or whatever it is, like those things in the summertime especially.
It's not so simple in halacha that you could do it, because it's not considered, a mosquito bite is not considered sakonis nefashis. It's not, it's not considered sakonis.
It's a claim that they may hit each other and they have
to move on. Okay, it's unintentional. We're talking somebody intentionally hit somebody. So Rambam says the word chayiv, in fact. Okay? Now, that's only if you want it to bleed. If you just want to hurt him, then it's mekalkel, then it's only midrabban. Bottom line, today that we learned, it doesn't matter if it's biblically or rabbinically forbidden. If it's forbidden, it's forbidden. It doesn't matter.
If somebody's bleeding,
no, that you can stop the bleeding. You can't make bleeding, but you can stop bleeding. That's why there's a lot of things in the hospitals people do that you really, you know, you don't need to do them. Then, you could wait 24 hours. Like a certain, every few hours they take your blood, and every few hours they take, there's no really necessary. Now, again, we're not talking about a life endangering situation, God forbid, a heart attack or something, you know. In a regular situation, you don't need, what?
If they already have a line in,
that's still considered causing bleeding.
It's still
causing? Yep. Even if a PICC line is still considered causing to. Okay, now, when are you allowed to kill animals on Shabbos? So obviously, we said if it poses a danger. A mad dog, a snake that might be venomous, scorpion, bees in the presence, if somebody's allergic to bee bites. If people are allergic to bee bites, God forbid, it's mamish sakana. So then you'd be allowed to kill them. Or it said, if the mosquitoes are carrying the very dangerous type of disease, but generally speaking, it's not considered that.
Spiders.
What?
Spiders.
Spiders? Yeah. Why should somebody kill a spider? It's only if, if they're dangerous. If you have a wasp, or you have a spider that could be dangerous, then yeah, but otherwise, lice, it's interesting. Are you allowed to kill lice on Shabbos? So it's a machlekes in halacha, because there's a whole inyan. This is another separate issue by itself, medical versus Torah. The Gemara says that Rambam brings it down and Shulchan Aruch brings it down. There are certain bugs that don't are not from male and female. They're just created from the garbage, from the sweat, from things like that. So the big machlekes in Allah, for instance, you're allowed to kill lice on Shabbos. Because they're not actually, according to many opinions, they come from Zaya, from the sweat of the person. They don't actually come from a male and female. So in fact, it's a big machlekes, but the Alter Rebbe says you're allowed to kill, like the Morgan Avram, that you're allowed to kill lice on Shabbos. That doesn't mean you have a mitzvah going around killing lice and shabbos. I'm saying if it's bothering you and you want to get rid of it, you can get rid of it. What? What?
Is there a specific method to kill lice, like dissecting the knife or the bullet?
You want to see if it had chooses cud? You want to see if it chooses cud and has split hoofs? Yeah. Yeah?
If someone's allergic to some kind of bug or another,
then they're allowed to kill it. Then they are allowed to kill, because for them it's sakon. If they're killing it because of that person's danger, yeah. The better thing in halacha would be for them to leave, if they can, to go, you know, you have to be where the bug is. But one second. You have another issue, for instance, drowning insects. What happens, you're washing your lettuce, you know, you want to eat some lettuce, you're washing it, and you see a bug on the lettuce. Yeah? So you're not allowed to put it under water that the insect should drown, because then you're killing the insect on Shabbos. That's a better issue. That's about separating good from bad, bad from good. But halacha says, let's say you're checking lettuce, yeah, and you see a bug. So on Shabbos, you can't wash off the lettuce and get the bug off the thing and kill it. You have to actually pull off that piece of lettuce where the bug is and throw it out. But
with
you can't,
bug.
Huh?
With the bug.
With the bug on.
Now you keep the bug.
What else are you going to do? What? What? Then you don't drown him. You just shoot him. What? No. Because there's a difference between taking out with a spoon from the whole thing or cutting off a piece of the lettuce. There's a big difference in halacha. No, all you have to do is take a peek, because you're cut separating that bug from lettuce. You're separating lettuce from lettuce. There's a big difference between what Alter Rebbe speaks in the Siddur about the spoon with the bug versus that. There's a big difference.
But what if somebody is not allergic to a wasp or a bee?
Yeah.
But the sting hurts.
So, go away. Leave. Again, just because it's going to hurt you, you're not allowed to kill it. It's only if it's going to, like, cause danger or something like that, then you have to kill it. If it doesn't kill it, but it's really muktza. A bug is muktza. Now, by the way, that doesn't mean when you walk in the street, yeah? So normally, there's no obligation on Shabbos to look down and make sure there's no cockroaches or little ants. You're allowed to walk. I was walking home from Shulders with these massive cockroaches. They're in Beverly Hills, they eat well. They're massive cockroaches all over the place. No, you have to be careful. If you see them, you can't kill them on Shabbos. You have to walk around them. But you still don't have an obligation to look when you're walking to make sure you're not going to kill any bugs, because that's not even, it's called misasik. It's like you're just walking. You're not doing anything. Yeah? I suggest you do a test before Shabbos. Find out if you're allergic.
So you know other people in your family are allergic to bees. Some people are, some people aren't.
If it's a suffix, you would be able to kill it with a sheen, because it's only rabbinically forbidden anyway like that. Who's the shliach? And shliach advar aveda. Okay. By the way, this din is a very practical din, by the way. This din is a very practical din. For instance, For instance, if you have a splinter, you have a splinter, and you want to take out the splinter. So if it's deep enough that if you take it out, it's for sure going to bleed, then you're not allowed to take it out on Shabbos, because you're causing bleeding. If it's superficial, that you could just a little bit without causing the skin to bleed, then you would be allowed to take it out on Shabbos. Or like we learned the other day, the same thing would be with flossing your teeth. If a person flosses their teeth and they always bleed, then you're not allowed to floss on Shabbos. Besides the fact that even when you are allowed to floss on Shabbos, you're not allowed to pull out a piece of floss and tear it. Because you're not allowed to tear anything on Shabbos to size. But let's say you're alone, you have your own dental floss. You can pull it out, don't rip it, just pull it out and floss your teeth and then just leave it there until after Shabbos. But the point is, if your teeth always bleed, that's part of the melacha shechita, because you're causing bleeding. Now, if your teeth sometimes bleed and sometimes don't bleed, then again, it's ena miskaven, it's unintentional, and it's not a psik resha, and the halacha is, like Reb Shimon, that it's mutter, then it's allowed, it's not forbidden. So then a person would be able to floss the teeth on Shabbos. But you can't you can't pull out a tooth on Shabbos. You have to be careful. No, I'll give an interesting case. A lot of times little kids' teeth are falling out. You know, they're about to come out. So a lot of times when you take out the tooth, it's not going to bleed. But a lot of times it will bleed. So again, if it's not a psik resha, then you could do it because you don't want it to bleed. But if it's like, you know it's going to bleed, then you can't pull out a kid's tooth on Shabbos. Same thing, removing a scab. If by removing a scab, it's going to bleed. In other words, the scab is not ready to fall off yet on its own. When you take it off, it's still going to bleed. So then you would, yeah, what did you want? Mordechai. Mordechai, you want?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. What?
And then also applying to gozes with, like, I think nail or something, if it's,
if you
also pull it off?
No.
But a scab, you can't pull
off? You're not, I'm saying, are you allowed to, if it's going to cause bleeding, you could. Scab is not gezer, because the scab is not connected to the skin. It's really it's a separate thing on top of the skin. What?
You said about another pet, something
on Shabbos,
right?
To size.
Huh?
You're not allowed to cut anything to size.
To size, let's say you cut some food,
That you're allowed to do because you're destroying it. But what happens if somebody needs a piece of aluminum foil on Shabbos? They want to put away food. They need a piece of aluminum foil. So they take the roll and they pull out a piece and then they cut it. So you're not cutting any letters, and it's for food. You're still not allowed to. Because you're cutting it to size. When you rip open a pack, if there's no letters, a package, then you're not ripping it to size. You're just ripping it. You don't want a specific size. No, it's still forbidden.